Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my lovely lady and tenacious Bible student, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Ta-da, my dear, and we will continue tonight in Daniel as we have reached chapter 9. And we will emphasize the awesome prophecy of verses 24 through 27, not really understood until this generation, which was also prophesied by Daniel in chapter 12, said sealed till the time of the end.
So, we know we're in the end days just by the fact that we are understanding Daniel.
Exactly. And we want to remind you that all our radio programs and newsletters, and by the way, March's just went out on Sunday, and they are all archived at shofarministries.net. Now let's glorify God for his many blessings.
Abba, Father, we highly esteem your magnificence. We thank you for our numerous blessings, both seen and many unseen. Lord, we speak for all the listeners that covet your presence in our daily lives and pray that our loved ones will be able to share our unspeakable joy and to enter your soon coming kingdom. So many need a miracle, as does our family member Thomas. So pray for him and others whose forecast appears dim, but whose faith sustains all of us because we know the end of the story. Thank you for making us privy to the knowledge of our blessed hope. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. And if you could daily pray for Thomas, our close family member who suffered a massive stroke at only 48 years old. His entire right side is paralyzed and they had to remove part of his skull due to swelling.
But we know who can heal.
He's our blessed hope, and one day soon we will all be healed.
Amen. News on Israel.
Oh, for sure. Israel is pounding Gaza from the air, hitting the north and the south, and sending in ground troops as well, utilizing UAVs and helicopters to pave the way to find more hostages and to take out more Hamas leaders, which over the weekend eliminated four more political leaders.
Also, many Palestinians are leaving Gaza.
They are, and with the help of Israel, after, of course, the thorough vetting, and about 1,000 left so far this month to add to the over 35,000 who have left since October 7th, 2023, and many more in the process. So Egypt is taking in those who need medical care and the others to various places like Sudan and Somalia.
So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. And Bibi says he has to deal with the deep state just like President Trump, which, as we are witnessing, has liberal judges doing what they can to stop him at every turn over any matter.
Well, that's an ongoing scenario.
It is. And it looks like colleges, especially Columbia, is understanding what they must do to stop anti-Semitism.
Yeah, well, money does talk.
And so does the lack of it. Mm-hmm. The ceasefire talks continue now in Egypt, and Steve Witkoff admits Hamas duped him. Maybe he will learn from this, but most know he is loyal to Qatar for bailing him out of his bankrupt hotel in Manhattan in 2023. And you might have noticed how he praises Qatar often, even though they are the headquarters of Hamas.
Yeah, well, Witkoff is compromised and should be fired.
I think I agree. And the United States is hitting Yemen and hard over the weekend, and is said will continue until the Houthis stop shooting missiles, not only at ships, but aiming at Israel as well. The latest was on Sunday, meant to hit Israel's Ben-Gurion airport. Thankfully, their missile defense system took it out before even reaching Israel's airspace.
God is good.
He is.
Erdogan in Turkey is very nervous.
Oh, and as is Iran, as both are concerned about a possible coup. And then you've got RFK Jr., and he wants to ban food stamp recipients from buying sugary drinks and probably other unhealthy treats in the fight to make America healthy again. Now, of course, all Americans have the right to use their own money to chow down on as much junk food as they want. But deploying taxpayer dollars to fund those habits, it's a no-go, as we should not help to fund the erosion of our people's health.
As you might expect, the soda industry is irate about the idea.
And they're trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we do welcome all your comments and end-time questions, either by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are always appreciated, and we will be sure to include you in our monthly newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure.
Okay. By the way, tonight's notes are included in this week's teaching newsletter that went out on Sunday. And hopefully you have read Daniel 9, which begins by telling the reader that this prophecy happened in the first year of Darius the Mede. Now remember, Darius is a title, and there were two kings. Cyrus was the strongest, but either way, it was when the Persians and the Medes took over Babylon. So this prophecy in verses 24 through 27, I would say came right after chapter 5, in approximately 539 BC. And we'll see that Daniel knew it was nearing the end of their captivity of 70 years. From reading the writings of Jeremiah, which today we can see in chapters 25 and 29.
And 2 Chronicles 36, and also Ezra, gives the reason for the 70 years.
Yes. So verse 3 tells us Daniel started to fast and pray for Israel's forgiveness, and you can read his prayers in verses 4 through 19. But I want you to notice in verse 18, Daniel mentions Jerusalem is the city which is called by God's name. And that is also confirmed in 1 Kings 9 and 11, and also in Deuteronomy 16, verse 2. They specifically say that because the three valleys that circumvent Jerusalem is the picture of God's initial.
Which looks like a W to us.
And it's called the Sheen. The Sheen means almighty and is used on many items and for sure on all Jewish homes and many Christian homes like ours on a mezuzah that contains scriptures of Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 9.
Called the Shema.
You know, the one that says the Lord thy God is one, etc. And they are told in this verses to attach them to their homes, and we know many of you do.
So that was just a little side trip.
Yeah. For then, we come to verses 20 through 23 in Daniel, which it reintroduces Gabriel, who shows up at the time of the evening oblation, which is 3 p.m. And by the way, also the same time Jesus was sacrificed when the sword pierced his side.
Just another side note.
Yep. So the prophecy of Daniel 9, 24 through 27 was told to him by the angel Gabriel, a very difficult prophecy, especially in its day. In fact, we read in chapter 12 that Daniel was told to seal the book, for it would not be discerned till the latter days. And I might add that this was the prophecy that reconfirmed to me that the bride of Christ must leave prior to Jacob's trouble.
The tribulation of Revelations chapter 6 through 19.
Yes, because it must go back to finish the last week of the prophecy focusing on the Jews. Gabriel would give him skill and understanding about the future course of history.
Probably the most amazing and accurate prophecy ever given to man in the Old Testament.
Yep, because Daniel was beloved as was John in the New Testament. In fact, the only two prophets in Scripture to be called beloved by God. So we call this prophecy the 70 weeks of years, which foretold the precise day when the Messiah would be presented to the people.
And we know that was on Palm Sunday, Nisan 10.
And then soon rejected and cut off that same week. And then we'll see this prophecy pauses and jumps ahead, we know, to be 2,000 years.
To bring in the Gentiles.
Yep, the church age. And once the church is removed, looks back again to Israel to finish that last 7 years of prophecy, because it is meant specifically for Israel and to fulfill Jesus' second coming,
when he will set up his everlasting kingdom.
Amen. Okay, in Daniel 9, verse 24, we see that God gives to Daniel's people 70 weeks, or 70 times 7, which equals 490 biblical years, to fulfill six things. Now, God very intentionally uses weeks so we can be sure of how many exact days there are in this particular time span, which is 176,400 days. And these six things are, number one, to finish the transgression.
No more breaking God's laws.
As in rebelling. To make an end of sins.
As in personal sins.
To make reconciliation for iniquity.
Having total faith in God's forgiveness.
And to bring in everlasting righteousness.
Only accomplished with the return of Yeshua.
To seal up the vision and prophecy.
As a done deal, all has been fulfilled.
And to anoint the most holy place.
Also, when the Messiah returns for the temple.
In fact, all these six things cannot be fulfilled until he returns.
Right. And verse 25 tells us when this period will begin.
And this is really remarkable, especially since hindsight is 20/20, because it says,
"Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem."
Okay, let's look at what command started this prophecy.
Now, listen, this is important.
Mm-hmm. A later Persian king named after Cyrus, whose name was King Artaxerxes Longimanus, and probably the king that Esther was married to. So this command makes even more sense. He commanded that more Jews should return home to rebuild the city walls. Remember, some Jews had previously left under Cyrus to build a new temple. But Nehemiah, who came much later and before Haman, asked for more help to enclose Jerusalem from its enemies. And that is what verse 25 says. To build Jerusalem doesn't mention a temple here,
as that was already completed decades earlier in 515 BC.
The day it was commanded to rebuild the wall surrounding Jerusalem is when this prophecy would begin the countdown. And it just so happens that Nehemiah records the exact day he visited the king when the decree was given.
Imagine that.
According to the second chapter of Nehemiah, the month was Nisan, which had to be on the first day because it doesn't give a specific date, which always means it's the first.
Which was also a new moon.
Therefore, the only day each month besides the Sabbath a servant could even see the king, which is when I believe we too will see the king.
So, raptured on a new moon.
Well, it seems likely. Mm-hmm. This is why knowing even just a little of your Jewish roots is important. Anyhow, scholars, as in Sir Robert Anderson, was able to figure Nisan 1 that year on our Gregorian calendar to be March 14th, 445 BC. But since we are counting days Even on the Hebrew calendar, it works out the same, because 70 times 7 times 360 days in a year still equals 176,400 days from the decree on Nisan 1 in 445 BC.
As well, we have the records recording this decree for the wall building.
We do. And again, which came many years after the original decree from Cyrus, and that was just to rebuild the temple.
So, we have the date to start counting.
We do. As well, verse 25 tells us that something significant will happen at the 69th week mark. And actually, you'll see in Scripture, it breaks it down as 62 plus 7. As it gives us how many days from Nisan 1, 445 BC, which is just 173,880 days. This is the day that the Messiah, the real prince, would reveal himself. And by the way, this was the only day Jesus allowed the people to hail him as king.
And that was on Palm Sunday, Nisan 10.
Yes, exactly. 173 days, 880 plus days, in 69 weeks of years from Artaxerxes' decree.
Of course, that still leaves 7 more unfulfilled years.
Yes, to finish the 70 weeks of years prophecy, which we'll pick up again as soon as the church leaves, when God focuses back on Israel's salvation. Consequently, it is also the time of Jacob's trouble.
And also a judgment on the whole world.
Again, this is Jacob's or Israel's judgment, not the church's judgment, which was already paid in full at the cross. And anyone can join our church body at any time.
But you better hurry.
Amen.
Okay, verse 26 goes on to say that the Messiah will be cut off,
which is an idiom meaning to suffer the death penalty. And sure enough, in that same week of Palm Sunday, 4 days later, on Nisan 14, they crucified him, which was a Thursday, not a Wednesday or a Friday, in 32 AD. That's when the counting stopped at 69 weeks, or 483 years of the 490-year prophecy. Now comes the famous gap of time for the Gentiles to come in. Then came the destruction of the temple in 70 AD.
By the Roman Empire.
Yes, and that is an important fact to note. And then the plowing down of Jerusalem in 135 AD.
Except for the one wall on the western side. Still there today?
Oh, yeah. We have visited that wall to pray, and I remember putting my feet on the wall and asked God to heal my spurs that were painful. And when I awoke the next day, all the pain was gone and has never returned. Anyhow, then came the diaspora, when most of all the Jews had fled like a flood.
Meaning quickly.
And has had great suffering through wars and desolations, anti-Semitism.
Same verse 26 also describes a prince, meaning ruler, who will come.
Yes, who will emerge from the same people who destroyed their city and their sanctuary. This is the major clue to substantiate where the Antichrist comes from.
He's not a Muslim.
No. He's, according to this prophecy, an elite person from Rome, some high-ranking globalist, or perhaps the Jesuit general, whom they also call the Black Pope, or a white pope who comes in on a white horse, or maybe a Pope-mobile.
Who will then appoint his own false prophet.
I think so.
We actually know that Rome controlled Jerusalem when Christ died.
When this prophecy was put on hold for the church to be adopted into the olive tree, Romans 11, and therefore it must go back again to Rome controlling Jerusalem, or at least the Temple Mount, for the prophecy to pick up again where it left off. And by the way, almost all the popes since the time of the Crusades as inconspicuously, perhaps, desired to control East Jerusalem again. And let me add that Satan is a deceiver, and he uses model people in leadership as infiltrators. And it's difficult sometimes to recognize them.
Especially if you're not looking.
For sure. Another important point is that according to Daniel 2, the feet of the statue was still the iron, as was the legs, but now the feet, the revived empire, is mixed with clay, which is a word for the people.
He is the potter. We are the clay.
And during the tribulation, the people will instead hail this Roman leader, who they believe for a while is a Messiah. When in Jesus' day, the people hated the Romans, but not so after our light leaves.
Which is why in the feet of the statue, we see the clay is mixed in with the iron.
Yes, because they will adhere to him and believe in him. But the Jews will soon recognize him by the third year or when the war of Ezekiel 38 happens.
For then they recognize the real Messiah.
That's right, Ezekiel 38:23 and 39:22.
So when does this current gap end?
According to Hosea 6, in 2 days or 2,000 years, when the church is removed. And we see in verse 27, begins when that so-called peace covenant is signed by many.
Yeah, but it does not say by all.
Correct. The Abraham Accords will probably pick up again and add many other nations. Anyhow, that's when the counting picks up again to finish Daniel's prophecy that paused at the end of 69 weeks from its inception. Let's read verse 27.
And he,
the Antichrist,
shall confirm the covenant with many,
to include Israel,
for 1 week.
1 week of years equals 7 years.
And in the midst of the week,
3.5 years,
he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate.
In other words, on the altar he will defile.
Even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolator.
Means that one who does these abominations will be made desolate or annihilated at the already determined time. Now, I have often had the question, how do you know who the word he is referring to in verse 27? Well, you learn in English class that when a pronoun is used, it always refers to the antecedent or last noun that was used. In this case, it's the prince that shall come from the people who destroyed the temple in 70 AD, a Roman ruler of any nationality, but from Rome, possibly the next pope who will take the name of Peter and will have all the spiritual answers as to what happened to all the missing people. And with the real Christians gone, all will believe what he says. So, again, as previously noted, there have been other gap periods in Old Testament scriptures. We've covered this. And that's for the church age due to its mystery. So, cannot be openly mentioned in the Old Testament. But it's there by recognizing its absence, as we said in Isaiah 9, verse 6. Okay, we might go over this a little bit next week, but until then, is Yeshua Lord over your life? Luke 21 says, you can escape what's coming with a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominion over you instead of the God of this world. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and you shall prosper. Shalom till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.